Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Thank you, O'Neill. Good morning. Dave here on WCCO. Great to have you with bright and early on this Monday morning in CCO land as the summer weather continues. Scott Jensen is a doctor and a Minnesota State Senator and joins us this morning on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Good morning, Senator Jensen. How are you?
Good. Thank you. And thank you for having me on.
No, I appreciate you coming on early this morning on this Monday. Yesterday, you released a Facebook video. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, a week ago, I was notified by the Minnesota Board of Medical Practice that they were required to investigate a couple of public comments that had prompted complaints. And one of the allegations was that when I went on a news broadcast with Chris Berrigan, April 7th, that when I questioned the way death certificates were to be filled out according to some recent advice from the Minnesota Department of Health and the CDC, that I was spreading misinformation. And the second allegation was that I was being reckless in terms of providing advice when I compared influenza to COVID-19. So I was taken aback. But in retrospect, maybe I should have expected it, because it seems that it's almost the sign of the times that we seem less and less inclined to have conversations. And it seems like things turn immediately towards anger and contempt towards someone that doesn't agree with you. But that's what happened. So I went ahead and thought about this a lot and did a lot of soul searching. And at the end of the day, I felt like this is something that I need to be just as transparent about as I've tried to be with pricing and pharmaceuticals, in pharmacy benefit manager legislation, insulin legislation. I think the public wants to know what's going on. And so that's why I thought, rather than have this be slanted or jaded, I would just come out and say, folks, this is what's happened.
Dr. Jensen, those comments, as you know, were repeated and reprinted wherever social media reaches. Were you taken out of context?
In regards to my video last night, or do you mean the April 7th?
April 7th.
I think absolutely I was. I certainly had no anticipation of that. I don't know how you really anticipate where something will go. Quite honestly, the video I put out yesterday has gone probably more places than I would have thought also. But yeah, I think what happens is people take a little snippet of it and they put it onto something else to advocate for a perspective that had nothing to do with the interview I gave Chris Berg.
So what happens next regarding the medical investigation you mentioned, and will you cooperate with it?
I will cooperate fully. I think it's really important to recognize that the Board of Medical Practice does important work. I mean, we know that we have physicians that cross the line, whether it be ethically in terms of behavior in an exam room or inappropriate sexual behavior or even self-medication. I think physicians have been there's been problems with that. So I think I'm definitely going to fully cooperate. My understanding is now that I've submitted my response, that will be reviewed by a subcommittee of persons, and they will decide next steps as to whether or not they want to have a in-person interview or whether they want to request further information. And I would stand ready to try to do that.
Senator Jensen, do you know who filed the complaint, and do you think it was politically motivated?
Well, at the risk of sounding political myself, yes, I think this was definitely politically motivated. I do not know who filed the complaint. I do know that on social media, every once in a while over the last couple of months, there'd be sort of a maybe sort of a snarky comment and about, you know, you should have your medical license revoked because you're undercutting Dr. Fauci, or you're not going along with what the CDC said. And my smart aleck response might have been, well, which CDC memorandum am I supposed to go along with? Because things are pretty darn fluid. But in a lot of those situations, I would reach out on social media and say, hey, do you want to have a conversation? And I know there were a couple of specific ones that come to my mind. And I was never taken up on my invitation to, hey, let's just talk about it. Because most of the time when two people talk, they usually carve out a little bit of common ground, and they maybe find that, okay, we don't quite see it the same, but we do see this part the same. But that didn't happen. And so I don't get to know who my accusers are. We contacted the Board of Medical Practice, and they said, no, this is protected, so you don't get to know.
We were just talking politics about a half hour ago, and you're not running for re-election either, are you?
No, I am not.
The special session, by the way, on another matter, when will that happen, and what do you want to see happen in that session?
Well, I would love to see us get perhaps three things done. I'd like to see us get a bonding bill done. I'd like to see us move forward with a little legislation that gets to the heart of some of the racial injustice that took place at the beginning of June. I think we've got to bring the two sides together. There's definitely some things we can do in terms of incentivizing police forces to dig deeper into the whole process of hiring through applications, interviews, training, monitoring behavior, disciplining. There are things that I do every day when I manage my employees in my medical clinic, and I think we need to do a better job of ferreting out intrinsic biases and prejudices that maybe are swept under the rug. I think we should do that. I think we should do a bonding bill. I think we should put together some sort of an insulin bill that would be sort of a stopgap measure if things go against us with the lawsuit. I mean, I know the lawsuit isn't being brought by the three major manufacturers of insulin. It's being brought by the lobbying arm of the entire industry, and that's not the same. But I think we could put something in place to ensure that if the courts do step in and compromise the funding mechanism, that the legislature is taking care of business and diabetics won't feel like someone's pulled the rug out from underneath them. And then I'd also love to see Governor Walz give up his peacetime powers and let all of us start working together a little bit more. I don't think that the COVID-19 crisis needs to be, if you will, treated as if it's a day-to-day emergency. The emergency part in terms of response has taken place. We've got a handle on it. We've learned a lot more about it. We've got 201 people that have been elected around the state, and I'd like to see more of a joined effort and a sharing of the calculated risks that come with managing a pandemic.
Dr. Jensen, I appreciate you joining us here this morning as we break for news in a few minutes. Thank you for your time. I know we'll talk again. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much, and have a good day.
He is Dr. Scott Jensen, State Senator Scott Jensen, joining us this morning here on WCCO. News as it happens. We'll have much more. Steve has the latest coming up in 2 minutes here on WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.